But while you knew him, you came up, you were a retailer yourself
Yeah,
to some degree. You were in the ice machine
yeah,
business.
but I, that we were really, and that's where one thing that I found that I would at the same time we were in the cattle business. We had purchased a ranch in addition to what we had down here in Catoosa. We had purchased a ranch up in Craig County. My father helped me, with that, and my brother Nick and I owned it 50-50. And my dad was a great deal maker. He got together with Frank McNabb, and there was a great coal deposit up there. So he worked it out with Frank McNabb where there were 1,680 acres, and there was about 5 million tons of coal on it. And we were going to get enough advance royalty that it would pay make the payments on it. So we went up, we looked at it. There was two old gentlemen that owned this property up there. They had 4,700 acres of ranch land, 1,200 acres of farmland. And they died. One never had any children, and the other one never married. And their name was Rasley Force and Samley Force. But they had lots of sisters. And so there was 21 heirs to the property, and they wanted to sell it. And this was in 1959. And they advertised in the Wall Street Journal for a cash offer. And they got an offer of $55 cash. And so they decided to divide it up, it'd bring more. And so they sold the easterly part, about 1,200 acre, for $75 an acre. We bid $70 an acre on the west part. My dad, we got a call at home when Nick, my brother, and I happened to be there. My father was there. And Mr. Wheatley, the lawyer for the estate, called and he said, L.S., said, we can't take your offer of $70. Said, we'll take $75. And he told my dad, he said, now I've got all 21 heirs in my office here. And that's what it takes to buy it. So there's $5 difference in 1,680 acres, only $8,500. And I told my dad, well, take it, go ahead and take it. He said, no. Said, we just can't pay the $75. Said, we pay that $70 and our offer's still good. So he hung up, and I just about had a conniption fit. I sweat broke out in sweat, to lose a deal for $8,000 when you already had a deal worked out to pay for it. So he said, they'll call back in about 30 minutes, and I think they'll take our offer. I said, okay. Well, in about 30 minutes, the phone rang. And Mr. Wheatley said, L.S., said, we're going to take your offer of $70. He said, well, that's fine. My dad said this. He said, any time that you've got 21 heirs that are waiting in an office with a lawyer, what they are interested in is the money. And $5 an acre is not going to make a whole lot of difference.
Because that's why they gathered. That's why they
So
gathered.
anyway, that was going on all the time that we had the ice plant, and we were building this little convenience store, and then we started building stores for Sam.
And how long did that go on, buying building stores for
Oh,
Sam?
we built built a center a year for about probably 15, 18 years, something like that. And we built a little strip center here in town, and we built the supermarket here in town, a 60,000-foot supermarket, and we built some other stuff around. We bought and built some convenience stores for Get and Go, and we've got centers in Claremore and Pryor and Vineta, Pittsburgh, Kansas, and Sepulpa, Broken Arrow, Tulsa. We used to have one in Seminole, sold it, and Stillwater.